This is what's trending today. Monday was Independence Day in the United States. July 4th is an important holiday every year. On that date in 1776, 13 British colonies in North America joined together to declare their independence from Britain. Fireworks shows are a big part of the 4th of July celebration. In many cities, crowds gather in large open spaces or along rivers to watch small rockets being fired into the air. The rockets explode high in the sky, often leaving red, white, and blue streaks, the colors of the U.S. flag. Some Americans say July 4th is a perfect time for fireworks because of the U.S. national anthem, the Star-Spangled Banner. The song has words like, "And the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there." But this Monday was a rainy day in the U.S. Capitol, Washington, D.C. There were low clouds in the sky over the National Mall and the Capitol building, the site of a major fireworks show. The clouds made it hard for crowds to see the fireworks. PBS produces a television show of musical performances and fireworks on the 4th of July. But when the show had images of fireworks exploding against a clear night sky, people were confused, especially people who knew it was a cloudy, rainy night in Washington. And those people reacted on Twitter. One person wrote, "The fireworks from my apartment window don't look like PBS. #fake." Someone else added, "Not cool. Those shots are clearly not from tonight." Finally, the producers of the show released a statement. They called editing the TV broadcast the patriotic thing to do. One person wrote, "If I wanted that, I'd watch YouTube." Eventually, the producers apologized for not being honest with TV viewers. They wrote that the edits were made to make the best possible television viewing experience. We apologize. But that was not the end of it. One Twitter user joked, "Only in D.C. could a PBS show become a scandal." And that's what's trending today. I'm Dan Friedell.